This is Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Hey, thank you for joining us on Experience Wisconsin. Hope you're having a great weekend. I appreciate you spending part of it with us here, where we're going to spin you around the state and introduce you to some cool folks with some awesome things that are going on. So I was talking to somebody up in the Northwoods 4 days ago, and I wanted to remind everybody that, you know what, they're still hurting big time up there. So as you think about your plans in our great state during the summer, think about places like Minocqua, Eagle River, St. Germain, because they had a really terrible winter, right? Nobody went up there. Less and less people frequented the bars and the restaurants. There was no snowmobiling, literally, in places like Vilas County. So as you make your plans, consider the Northwoods. Help them get back on track, because if we don't go to those places now that you really love, they might not be around at all in the future. All right, here's what we're going to do on today's show. We're going to head to the Food and Farm Exploration Center. This is a really cool place in the central part of the state. It's immersive. It's very hands-on. It's for kids and adults. Andy Wright's the guy in charge, joins us a little bit later on. Right after the break, it's Stephanie Collette from Visit Lake Geneva, and you'll also hear from Ann Sayers. It's Experience Wisconsin on WTMJ.
Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Welcome back. Hope you're having a great weekend. A lot of people head north all the time. How about when you take a little trip, you think about heading south? Lake Geneva, one of the beautiful parts of our state. Let's check in with Stephanie Collette. She is the president and CEO of Visit Lake Geneva. Stephanie, thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, it's wonderful to speak with you.
I love Lake Geneva because it's special all year round, and we have some very special events that I know you want to highlight. I love this. It's kind of the between season. Let's talk about the balloon adventure, which is coming up here in April.
You bet. And, you know, a lot of times in April, May, you never know the weather. And so it's hard to plan big special events, but we have got them in Lake Geneva. And the balloon adventure is brand new. And it's happening because last year, Lake Geneva, for only the third time in U.S. history, was host to this international balloon build.
Wow.
And it was so successful that the gal from Lake Geneva said, we need to do our own balloon adventure and just have people get to Lake Geneva. So that's what they're doing, and it's happening April 11th through the 21st, but it's balloon art. So picture over 100,000 balloons. This year the theme is Follow the Yellow Brick Road.
Aww.
So you're going to see yellow brick roads made out of balloons, Dorothy out of balloons, the Oz out of balloons, and kids love it. It is so cool because I think when you think of balloon art, you think of special events like, oh, they made a balloon archway.
Yes.
You know, or balloon pillars. Well, this is true balloon art. And it's happening in Williams Bay. And it's located at Pier 290 and Gage Marine. So after you have this amazing experience walking the Yellow Brick Road, be sure to dine at, I think, one of the coolest restaurants in the state, Pier 290. So bring your family out for a few hours because if you're a person that likes taking selfies, I'm telling you, this is the best. I took like 100 selfies last year, and bring your camera because you're going to have photos you'll use for your Christmas card.
I love it. That's the balloon adventure. You guys also have that great refractor telescope, and that's super cool this time of year.
Oh, my gosh. And that's also in Williams Bay. So that's definitely the place to be in April. So Yerkes is doing this event called Exploring the Night Sky. And if you haven't heard of Yerkes Observatory, it's 124 years old. It's the birthplace of modern astrophysics. And they're home to the world's largest refracting telescope. So they're offering an exclusive experience so you can explore the night sky through this telescope. It is a ticketed event. They only have 12 tickets available. And what's going to happen is literally you'll get to see the inner workings of Yerkes Observatory after dark. So they have an actual telescope team, and it's happening. They're going to have this cosmos viewing using the refracting telescope. Now, if the skies are clear, if the skies aren't clear, it's okay because you're still going to have this incredible experience.
Yeah.
Because they're going to bring you into the inner workings of the vault. So these secret vaults have 180,000 glass pictures of space.
I love it. We want to remind people Lake Geneva Restaurant Week also comes up at the end of the month. This is a great way to check out places you haven't been or visit an old favorite.
Absolutely. April 20th through the 28th, go to visitlakegeneva.com to see all of the restaurants that are participating. We're just shy of 40 restaurants. And when you think, you know, that Lake Geneva is a town of 8,000, you know, there's all these restaurants participating. And what I like is there's also a charity check component. So $10,000 will be awarded. So you dine, you get a charity check, you pay your favorite charity, and the winner receives money. And so do the first runner-up, the second, third, fourth.
Cool.
So it's just a great way to taste a place that you've always wanted to visit.
Hey, and people are traveling for pickleball or making sure it's part of their plans wherever they end up traveling. And today, a new place is opening in Lake Geneva for pickleball.
Oh, my gosh. It's so cool. The Lake Geneva Tennis and Pickleball Court, it became so popular, they've now had to double it in size.
Wow.
So they're doing the grand opening, and it's doubled in size. Pickleball has taken the world by storm. I am a fan. This facility is first class. So if you've never learned, they have lessons every week. Free. If you're a tennis player, you can reserve a court. Pickleball, reserve a court. But it's so popular, they had to double it. And it's in the heart of the Lake Geneva Business District. So put this one on your list. If you've never learned, come to Lake Geneva and try it out.
If you'd like more information on all this stuff, visit lakegeneva.com. That's the website, visitlakegeneva.com. It's probably my favorite part of the state. Stephanie Klett is the president and CEO. I know, of Visit Lake Geneva. I love talking to you. Thank you for being with us.
Thanks, John.
Yeah, you got it. That balloon adventure, that sounds like a whole lot of fun. Put that on your list. Up next, Food and Farm Exploration Center near Stevens Point. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
All right, all right. Hope you're having a great weekend. Sure, appreciate you carving out a little bit of time for us. Food and Farm Exploration Center. This is relatively new in our state, and it is super sweet. Andy Wrights is the executive director of the Food and Farm Exploration Center, and he is with us this afternoon. Andy, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, John.
I love what you do here. This is one of the real gems in our state. I guess let's start. We're going to talk numbers in a second, but tell me about the Food and Farm Exploration Center there in Plover. For people who don't know what it's all about, how do you describe it to them?
Yeah, the Food and Farm Exploration Center is really a facility designed around agriculture education. We've got 50,000 square feet of exhibits. A lot of them are very high-tech, hands-on, to really showcase the crops that are grown in the central Wisconsin area, the technology behind it, the people that make it happen, and a whole lot of other cool stuff to boot.
It's immersive and it's for all ages, isn't it?
That is. We've got some areas designed for the littles, as we call them, like a mini grocery store and a mini kitchen and food truck, all the way up to very advanced exhibits that really talk about production agriculture in the Central Sands area of Wisconsin.
I love it. Andy Wrights is with us from the Food and Farm Exploration Center, and this has been a big success already. Since opening, paint the picture. How many folks are you seeing? What kind of people are coming? Give us some of the numbers, Andy.
You got it. Well, we opened our doors officially to the public on December 2nd of last year, and since opening, we've had over 15,000 visitors through the doors.
Wow.
Part of that is through ticketed admissions. Field trips have been very popular. Our schedule is completely full with schools visiting us and coming through for a half a day experience. And then because we have event spaces and meeting rooms, that's the other big portion of our overall numbers through the door is people utilizing our event spaces for corporate meetings and birthday parties and just general functions and a place to meet.
Andy, I'm going to ask you about a couple of those cool, unique opportunities in a second, but I wanted to ask you about the location because to me this is so critical. It's right between Chicago and Minneapolis. It's on a main interstate. How does that play into how easy it is for people to host their meeting there or take a field trip there?
Well, that's a great question. Thank you. Yeah, we're located in Plover. Plover is an hour and a half north of Madison. You already talked about the distance between Chicago and Minneapolis. We're right on I-39. were super visible. You can see our facility from the highway. It's a pretty cool looking building. And when we were constructing it, people said, what is that cool looking building? Is it a car dealership? Is it a clinic? What is it? But wait, there's irrigation pivots in the front. And what's this big potato masher doing out in front also? So we're pretty easy to find. So great location right in the middle of the Central Sands area where a lot of really cool crops are grown here in the state.
Yeah, and it's a gorgeous, gorgeous building inside and outside. All right, let's get into some of this. So cooking classes are offered. This is really unique. Tell us about it.
Yeah, we have one room in our building is called our kitchen lab, and we started a partnership with our local technical school, Mid-State Technical College. And they already had the curriculum and staff and instructors. So we started cooking classes in our lab. We can hold about 28 people. And we've done everything from egg rolls to knife skills to soups to charcuterie boards, you name it. They're almost always sold out. And it's just a great relationship with Mid-State Technical College and using our facility here.
Oh, I love it. That's so cool. Adult education goes on there, too. Tell us about Ag After Hours.
Yeah, initially, because we're so focused on grade schools and high school education, mm-hmm. because we have a couple of components, education outreach, getting into the schools, having schools come here. But we wanted to do something for the adults, too. There's a lot of, not that there's a lot of mystery, but there's just a lot of questions about, what about all the irrigation pivots and, what about tillage and you name it? So we're launching an adult education series called Ag After Hours, where we're going to talk about what is production agriculture? What about pollinators? What about soils and diseases? So we're looking forward to launching that this spring. And then just a simple one called Common Ground Conversations, where we're just going to chat around the fireplace with local growers or UW Extension folks and just talk about, topics that might be on your mind. Very informal, grab a cup of coffee and just have a quick chat.
I love it. What's the website, Andy, if people want more information?
You got it. It's explorefoodandfarm.org.
explorefoodandfarm.org. Great stuff this summer for adults and for the little ones in your life. Andy Wrights is the executive director of the Food and Farm Exploration Center in Plover. I love this place. Andy, thank you so much for spending some time with us.
Thanks again, John. This was always, it's a real pleasure. Thank you very much.
All right. And he says they continue to expand their offerings as we head later into the year. A couple of new things that will be popping up there as well. So check out the website. Up next, our weekly conversation with the travel secretary, Ann Sayers.
Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin. Each week on Wisconsin's Afternoon News, we check in with the Travel Secretary, Ann Sayers. Julia Fellow and I this week discussing breweries with the Secretary. Super excited to be joined by our friend Ann Sayers. She is awesome, and she's sponsored by an awesome website. It's travelwisconsin.com. Ann, good afternoon. Thank you so much for being here.
Good afternoon. I'm so happy to be here.
This is a great topic because it's part of our history. Boy, breweries and brew pubs are big time in Wisconsin, aren't they?
We are basically the center of the beer universe, so I love today that we get to do a little cheers to Wisconsin's craft legacy.
Yes, I love it too. Manitowoc County. What's going on in Manitowoc County?
This is such a fun one. So it's Cool City Brewing. These are flights. They're just how they do things up there. And it's not only for beer. You can visit this brewery in Two Rivers. That's Trivers if you're local. And if you're in the mood to sample a little bit of basically everything, you can start with a flight of drinks. Beer is a great choice at Cool City Brewing. They make beers to please all tastes. But you can also try other things like a flight of craft cocktails, of wine or coffee if that suits your mood. And for the kids, you can delight in a flight of ice cream float. But that feels like maybe for the adults too, doesn't it?
It does. I like that.
Yeah, and shareable mentality kind of extends to their food menu, too. They share in the deliciousness by ordering flights of different styles of mac and cheese, tacos, sliders, curds, skewers, you name it. And then afterwards, since you're there, you've got to go over to the Point Beach State Forest. You can see the beautiful Raleigh Point Lighthouse. It's still in operation. It's one of the tallest and brightest lighthouses in the entire Great Lakes. And then book a room at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Traverse for a place to rest off all those flights of food and beverage.
Oh, that sounds nice.
And more in Vernon County, big flavors and exclusive taps at Hillsboro Brewing.
Yeah, craft beer fans can find Hillsboro Brewing Company's products on tap or in cans at more than 1,000 locations across Wisconsin. But really, you can savor it at the award-winning products right there where they were crafted. That's kind of the best way to do it. So to do that, plan a trip to the Driftless region to visit Hillsboro Brewing Company in Vernon County. Here, the taps pour brews spanning a gamut of flavors from ales and lagers to sours and stouts. Many of the beers are on tap are exclusive, and they're found only right there at the brew pub. And the Hillsboro Brewing Company also serves up tasty pub-style dishes, so you can choose between chicken sandwiches, burgers, appetizers, creative pizzas. There's actually a Reuben-style pizza, which sounds like something you got to try. And then for another fantastic dining option right there in Hillsboro, you could stop at the La Marimba Nicaraguan Cuisine. It's a restaurant that opened just last year, and that's bringing bold flavors of Central America right there to rural Vernon County.
Oh, that sounds so fun. Ann Sayers is with us. Let's head to Titletown. What's going on in Green Bay?
This is always a fun one. You can head up to Green Bay for a brewing experience and all-around fun at Hinterland Brewery. Begin your journey with a brewery tour. Those are offered on Saturdays. You're going to learn about the beer-making process. You'll receive a souvenir pint glass, and then, of course, they'll fill it up with beer for you. After the tour, settle into their beer hall, which promises an urban but woodsy vibe for you. You can snuggle up by two different wood-burning fireplaces on cooler days, or on the warmer days, they throw open the open garage doors so you get that fresh air.
That's nice.
You can order from, it's really nice. You can order from an extensive list of beers there, including their tap room exclusives, and then you can pair that with their fantastic farm-to-table food. Hinterland Brewery, they pride themselves on making dishes with ingredients sourced from local farmers and producers. And since you're right there at Titletown, you got to go out and check things out. The area includes a multi-acre park that's open year-round. It has games like ping pong and shuffleboard, a really cool, unique playground for the kids. And you're also going to find frequent events taking place there in Titletown. There's, wellness activities, campfire gatherings, concerts, and more.
Ann, are you a beer girl?
I am, yes.
Do you ever take your pup? You have a beautiful pup, by the way, to the beer garden?
Absolutely. That's like one of our favorite things to do.
Me too.
So fun in Wisconsin, isn't it?
Isn't it great? And so many of them are very welcoming to the dogs. They'll bring them a bowl of water and let them hang out there on the patio. I love that.
I live closest to Estabrook Park, like the Oak Leaf Trail's right across the street. And my dog will just direct me straight there. First around the pond, and then, Mom, get yourself a drink.
It's a smart
dog.
Ann Sayers is the travel secretary. For more information on the things we've discussed, check out travelwisconsin.com. Ann, it's always fun. Thanks for spending some time with us.
Awesome, Ann.
Thanks for having me. Thanks.
Love it when she talks about her pup. Hey, always a lot of good stuff at travelwisconsin.com, so check out the website. If you'd like more information on this show, it's easy. Go to WTMJ.com. I'm John Mercier. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.